Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The second baseman, Tyler Saladino. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, J.B. Shuck. Batting ninth. The catcher, Omar Narvaez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carlos Rodon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Brandon Guyer. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Abraham Almonte. Batting 9th. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Danny Salazar. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino takes first base on ball 4. Eaton moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Guyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abreu takes first base on ball 4. Eaton moves to third. Saladino moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Eaton scores. Saladino scores. Abreu goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Todd Frazier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Frazier hits a line drive into right field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu juggles the ball. That's an error on Abreu. Davis moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. 1 out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli hits a line drive towards third. Frazier catches it and steps on third to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kyle Crockett now pitching. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shuck strikes out. 1 out. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crockett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Eaton hits a line drive towards the mound. Crockett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santana hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Clevinger now pitching. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saladino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Saladino strikes out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Abreu hits a fly ball into left field. Guyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Almonte strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rajay Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into right field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shuck is 0-for-1 in the game. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Napoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Narvaez is 0-for-1 in the game. Narvaez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narvaez for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Saladino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Santana reaches second base with a double. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Guyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Almonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Perez moves to third. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez scores. Kipnis moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Napoli strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Santana is hit by the pitch. Linder moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Guyer. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Dan Otero now pitching. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shuck is 0-for-2 in the game. Shuck bunts towards the mound. Otero fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narvaez is 0-for-2 in the game. Narvaez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Eaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Narvaez moves to second. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Saladino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Beck now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall pinch hits for Brandon Guyer. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall strikes out. One out. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Almonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Almonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shuck. Almonte reaches second base with a double. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almonte moves to third. Two outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Davis reaches second base with a double. Almonte scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Nate Jones now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kipnis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall now playing right field. Abraham Almonte now playing left field. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Otero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abreu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Abreu hits a line drive into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Linder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Linder for the out. One out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Napoli takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Napoli moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Santana strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Napoli scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Miller now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 3 in the game. Frazier strikes out. 1 out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Coates pinch hits for J.B. Shuck. Jason Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Coates reaches second base with a double. Deonor Navarro pinch hits for Omar Narvaez. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Navarro hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Adam Eaton now playing center field. Jason Coates now playing right field. Deonor Navarro now catching. Jacob Turner now pitching. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Almonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Almonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton. Almonte reaches second base with a double. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Navarro for a passed ball. Almonte moves to third. Tyler Naquin pinch hits for Roberto Perez. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Naquin hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almonte tags and scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.